All right, man. Maybe I should say all left, man. This is going to be episode 77.5. As many of you members are aware, there was a denial of service attack done on the tail of the program number 77 that Jason and I just put out, directly addressing FEMA and the fall of social media to censorship. Just so everyone can be at ease, there is absolutely no zero financial information kept on Crow777Radio.com. Every bit of financial information is held by PayPal. For someone to ever access anything about anyone, they would have to hack PayPal, and I don't think that's happening anytime soon. Here's what happened. Somehow, someone on high made it look like my secure socket layer certificate, which is at the ISP and is about like someone going to the bank and changing your checks, actually. They made it look like my secure socket layer certificate was attributed to a different web address. I got a webmaster, a hacker, a code guy, and the ISP involved, and it took us very short time to get the error to go away. We're reading the logs to try to figure out how this was done. It was done from outside the site. The site was not actually compromised in any way. So here's the thing. The day after the Vegas shooting, I started getting comments from people who signed up the day after. It happened on October 1. On October 2, I had people sign up telling me their uncle's brother's dog's monkey got shot and was in the hospital and would I like to speak with them. I said, sure. I would love to speak with someone who's going to enlighten us. They backed off. That same comment came back around today. Within 30 minutes of me responding to that nonsensical comment that someone was actually shot at this hoaxed event, the denial of service came. That's what I'm calling it for now. Meanwhile, over on Instagram, someone else under a different identity comes in and says, remember that girl I was telling you about that got shot, la da 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 da. So you can see what's going on here. This is what I can say. Does it look like Jason and I are over the target? I'm not even sure how someone makes it look like your secure socket layer is attributed to the wrong URL. This is not done internally on my website. This is above all that. Anyhow, again, everything is secure. Everything is fine. We've got it all locked down. I've got some black hats looking into this to try to put measures in place so that no nonsense like this can happen again. But the truth is, if this was the powers that be, I don't imagine it's too difficult for them to manipulate the keys and data that come off ISPs. In no way does this endanger anybody's data. Again, PayPal would literally have to be hacked. I set up this site for high security. The security that I had foremost in my mind was that users' data or financial information could not be compromised. For you ever to be compromised, they would have to hack PayPal. That is a fact, and I just want everyone to understand. Anyhow, thank you for all the support. Thank you for the people who contacted Jason. Jason contacted me to let me know the denial of service was going down. Within 30 minutes, we had it taken care of so that at least people were not seeing this annoying error trying to convince them that they were being compromised. Anyhow, there it is, man. The proof is in the pudding. If we're just doing nonsensical shows and we're crazy people, then why do things like this happen? That's what I would ask. Anyhow, thank you all for following. And there it is. And anytime we have an important thing that has to be got, you know, put out to members like this, I will run an episode 0.5. This will be episode 77.5. I will be kicking this audio over to Jason. It will also run on Secrets of Saturn. There it is, man. Another day, another nonsense. Cheers.